TD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn.
Who sings this?
Neil Sedaka.
What do you mean, who sings this?
I was being serious, actually. I apologize. I want to apologize.
And then I will kick Doug's behind. Yeah, yeah. My heart's in a whirl.
You're scat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Joe, you go to that Dave Matthews show last night?
I did, in fact.
Did you smoke that jibber? Did you get high as a kite?
I took about a 3-foot water bong in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And Joe's very proud of himself, though. Tell him why, Joey.
Oh, yeah. Tim, you usually probably do not hear the Steve Zabin show.
I don't. I don't know what that is.
It's probably the best syndicated national morning show there is.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah,
it's a good show.
He's been a guest of the show.
Why don't they just put that on instead of us?
You can listen to it on 1490. but he has a theory called the ale theory, as in always leave early.
Hmm.
And I felt good about my decision to leave just a little bit early last night.
Before he broke into Satellite?
No, the Watchtower was part of the encore. So I missed the encore, but I got out of Riverport before all the traffic got out, shot right out of there, and was home safely and ready to go to bed early.
Big week for pot smokers throughout the St. Louis
area.
Yeah,
Fish on
and
Tuesday
Dave
night,
Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Joe told me that he was with Brad and Josh, obviously.
It was a special day.
And he said, Josh, get the car and pull around, and Brad and I will finish the box of wine.
Yep.
They had a. You ever see those?
Franzia.
Yeah.
It was a Franzia. The Merlot. It's so good.
And it worked out because, right, Josh pulled up, you guys killed the wine, and then you were out of there.
Ah, yeah. And then we killed something else later on. Special, special night.
Well, lucky Pierre.
You know, honestly, I don't think I saw anybody smoking pot the entire time I was
there.
Did
you smell it?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Jibber.
We had seats. We weren't in the lawn. But
that's what they said at the frat house. You up in your room smoking jibber?
Who said that?
Happy
Hollenbeck?
The actives, so the pledges, my class.
Bigger, what a big deal
problem,
that used to be.
Bigger problem
did
with
you
the cocaine
tough guy
was
the pledges at your frat, too?
What's that?
Did you, in all your masculinity, right. Tough guy, the pledges,
never
too?
Hazed once. Didn't get it. Usually the guys who were hazing were guys who had some, either not a whole lot going for them, or right. Guys that just were...
Couldn't be a tough guy in any other way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the guy who did things to the pledges, not so tough, just to make them do it because he thought it'd be funny? Like me, for example, we'd be walking the pledges somewhere. I tried to do none of it, but every once in a while you had a response. And I recall I would say, all right, climb this tree and make animal sounds. And they had this big tree, and all our pledges climbed in it and made animal sounds.
Oh, nice.
I didn't really consider that a tough guy move.
I recall, I think bizarre. It was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 1996.
Oh, yeah.
May have been 95, but if you say it's
Jim Leyritz hit a home run against those Atlanta Braves.
That is true.
So he had an obnoxious batting stance.
Now he's in a poke.
Yeah.
But I had a pledge knock on the door. It was my girlfriend's birthday, and I opened the door, and he sang The Greatest Love of All for her birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that was a nice gesture. Did she appreciate it?
God, yes. Of course.
Well, look
romantic
at you.
Romantic genius.
That is nice.
Isn't it? To have an 18-year-old
did your friend
stand outside and sing The Greatest
They didn't level. Have, like, violence against the pledges, did they? They just made them drink and do stuff,
no,
right?
No, we were never made to drink. Hmm. I mean, I'm sure that in the history of the Sigma Chi House at the University of Missouri, that's gone on, but it really wasn't like... I know it's
hazing.
Changed because the thing got kicked off of campus because of it, but it was, I don't know.
As I recall,
it was famous
hazing
for being one
illegal.
Of the rougher ones down there, but I don't know.
Hazing
I don't
is illegal.
Hazing was illegal,
it's illegal
when
but
I was
it
there,
still goes
so we
on.
Had to call it, we were the pigs. I don't know, it seems stupid. I mean, really dumb. We were the pigs. And
that's what the pledges were called?
The pledges were, no, that's what our frat was, Pi Gamma Sigma, pigs, PGS. And it was called the Pig Fest instead of hazing. And then the... Whatever the hazing guy would be, we called him Uncle Fester, Pig Fest. He was Uncle Fester. The dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Sure was a big deal at the time, though. Look, I'm active. I'm a sophomore in college. I'm a big shot active.
Because, to be honest, by the time I was a junior, I thought the whole thing was stupid anyway. You know, wearing jerseys with colors, it seemed childish. It was just like the littlest guy would start trouble. And then all you...
Chicken hawk.
You were supposed to run and to the aid because he wore a jersey that was the same color?
It was a way... It's essentially the middle to upper middle class Caucasian form of gangs.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it was. It was a way for the individual who would be a weak link on his own to throw in some Greek letters and feel like all of a sudden he can kick ass and bang bitches. There's the summary of the Greek system. And maybe a way to score an easy 8-ball.
I think a lot of it is that kids are away from home for the first time, and now they have something to kind of belong to. They've got some built-in friends, and they're not just out there by themselves at a school with 25,000
kids. It was a lot of fun. But there is an element of truth to what Tim says about the... It struck me as it was middle-class white kid gang war.
Yes.
I didn't sense any gang war to it.
There was always a beef. Some guys, we have to storm the Sig Ta house because Billy, who I barely know from the freshman pledge class, got roughed up at a... What? Can we just go get some wings?
The in-between, the delicious wings.
I didn't do a lot of storming.
Fat Augie's delicious wings.
Up there at Geneseo?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite upstate New York wings, call in 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380.
The food that I recall from college was the most delicious food in my memory that could ever be created. And the subs were delicious, and the wings were the best, the burrito. And then, no, you were just really drunk.
It tasted great.
All right.
I'm not sure I ever had any more fun in my life than my fraternity days. I don't know why you are so down on it.
No, it was fun, but I realized at some point, just to take the fun out of it and not take it too seriously. You're right. In the beginning, you're wearing your jersey and you're like...
It had nothing to do with the jersey. I didn't care. The jersey was for the intramural sports of it.
No, but there are guys, and I don't know, maybe it became different. I was there in the mid to late 1990s, who... I don't know how to describe it. In high school, you're kind of more on your own, you know. I mean, there's still obviously cliques. But then all of a sudden they got down to...
Well, you spent your high school year stuffed in a locker.
I did.
So you're the exception.
I did. Jaron Miller struck me. But then you get down to Columbia, and all of a sudden they're wearing their frat letters, and they be bad. What the hell happened here in 3 months? You got a couple Greek letters on you now, and you're banging them two at a time.
What color was your fraternity?
What color?
Yeah.
It's like black and gold. It was the Mizzou colors. Sigma Nu.
Snakes.
Did you have a fraternity nickname? Come on. Skizzy?
Did I have one? Yeah. No. Skizzy. Skizzy might have been a good one.
Skizzy. Why would it have been
the ridiculous skizzy? Thing, though, is I do this. Maybe I'm focusing on the wrong thing. Like, the can of human parts was a great thing. Great memory.
I'm uncomfortable with a can of human parts.
But I do think back to the fraternity guys, and there's always guys that had the stupid nickname. Bonesy, you know, on the back of his jersey. Grow up. And it just struck me, as a junior, I was also a three-semester senior. I took the extra semester because it was fun. Yeah, but I realized that a lot of it was dumb after a while. The things that seemed important, by the time you get older, you realize, just go to the parties and get what you can, get the fringe benefits out of it.
Absolutely. But there are no more fringe benefits by the time... The 1990s rolled around. You couldn't drink in the house. By the time I left, you couldn't drink in the house.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. We used to have open keggers.
Yeah. It changed
right
just
on the front
that,
porch.
Those, 1994 to 1999, when I left, it had completely changed. You couldn't drink in the house and couldn't have kegs and that stuff.
It's probably a good thing. There's a lot of horrible things happen with people plastered.
Yeah, a lot of great things, though, too.
That was the greatest thing about being a college kid is... Whatever you did, you were just a crazy college kid. Mm-hmm. Right? You weren't really responsible.
That's what we told the police, anyway.
Did you ever get picked up by the cops?
No, I didn't.
Come on.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't.
Public safety, the fake cops? Come on. You used to mouth off to
those
guys.
You have campus cops?
No.
Doug,
I had no trouble with
me,
the police.
You said you'd walk around campus drunk and we'd see one of those cops. You'd go, what's the matter? Can't make real cops? Get out of my way. And then they put you in cuffs.
And they say, "There's Skizzy causing trouble again."
Skizzy's what was the nicknames Paddock on the back of the? Come on, that was ridiculous. I know you had to have seen that.
Sure, I saw that. So, yes, it's ridiculous. They're 19, 20 years old. What do you expect?
We had a guy
first
in our
taste
fraternity
of liberty.
I think he was a pledge. yeah, call me Rock. And we're like, no, you can't just impose your own nickname. Call me Rock. No. But he had on his jersey, Rock. Get out of here.
Rock. So he was a, it was a self-appointed nickname?
Yeah.
Our pledges were called Moans.
Moans.
Yeah.
Why?
I guess because they bitched and moaned.
They would moan a lot.
Yeah.
Why, there was no prison action going on, was there?
No, no, I wish there was. Would have been great.
I think
on board.
I think I heard ATO got kicked off campus at Mizzou.
Recently?
They were one of the biggest fraternities up there.
We got kicked off campus. I say we. That's nice. That's awful that I just said that. Like a few years ago, Sigma Chi House. Back and better than ever, I guess. I haven't been to Columbia since 2003 when Missouri beat Nebraska.
You were pretty much right across the street from KA, right? Where they had the cannon. And someone tried to light the cannon a few years back. Remember that? And it blew up.
Remember, that was Bonesy.
Bonesy did that. Yeah. Bonesy, there are things you would never do. You would never do unless you were under the influence of 15 beers and had 20 guys yelling at you to do it.
Light a cannon.
The cannon sounds like a good idea. Say I won't.
I like the Booch's cheeseburgers.
Booch's is good.
And I like the little pork tenderloins too.
At Booch's?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have fries though. That's my downer on Booch's.
That's a problem.
But it's just like it's been open for 120 years. I think that's the reasoning they don't have room for the grease pit. Because I've asked about it, as I'm sure thousands of other people have.
We had a fraternity party once at that downtown. Was it the Holiday Inn right there on Broadway downtown Columbia? I don't know the name of the hotel.
They've switched. It's been a variety of hotels. What, next to Willie's and Fieldhouse?
That was the one.
That was a Ramada most recently.
Yeah,
we
had a party there.
Place now.
And as we're leaving at 1:30 with probably 15 beers in us, we decide that some of the couches in this hotel would look really nice in our rooms. So the three of us started picking up. We picked up the nicest couches there in the lobby and just took them right outside. And then went to get the cars to come pick up the couch because we had found a new couch for the room. By the time we got there, there were two or three police cars there.
So you were.
We just kept driving.
So you were.
No, they didn't catch it. We just kept driving. So, yeah, maybe we don't need the couch. And the next day is, what in the world were we thinking? What do you mean? You're going to steal leather sofas from a hotel?
Was this like your fraternity formal?
Something like that.
See, every year we'd have a problem because every year we'd have a formal at a hotel. And something would go wrong, and some would get trashed, and they would say, you're never coming back. And so every year we'd have to find a new place. And from what I understand, every 5 years, the management changes, and hotels forget that you trashed their place. Uh-huh. And you can go back there. It used to be rotating.
Hmm.
To this day, I believe the pigs of Geneseo rotate.
It would be tough to own a business in a college town like that and have the place destroyed every Saturday night. That would be a challenging thing.
Skizzy and Bonesy. Keep those guys out of here.
Skizzy. That old Un Theater in Columbia, you ever go to that?
The old what?
Un Theater?
Maybe the name changed. I don't know.
Yeah, really? That's like famous in Columbia. It was the Stag Film Theater.
Oh, no.
And they would rent Stag DVDs. And so one of my compadres, we call them Dr. Scum, he sent a pledge, a moan, up there on a Friday afternoon, sitting in his room, getting all high, to go get him a Stag film, but he wanted it to be midget porn.
Sure.
He came back with the film Somewhere Under the Rainbow, which starred the hermaphrodite, the panther, who had his hair done like alfalfa. And he emerged from under the bed with both male and female genitalia as a midget.
Oh.
What a lot in life that is. The only thing that would make it worse is if he had an asymmetrical head.
The worst hotel I ever stayed in was in Columbia.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
It was like the Elite Inn or the Premium Inn. It was like a non-name brand hotel. Independently owned. It was, you had to call down to get towels. And like I went in the room and I realized I had to go down. No, you had to go down and ask for towels.
Did they give them to you if you asked nicely?
They clean or just any old towel?
They seemed clean, but it was a really bad experience.
There's probably hair on there.
I was there for the high school basketball
championship. Oh, so this is recent. This
was like 5 years ago.
That counts.
And somehow my name was left off the normal list of whatever. They didn't book me, and then there was into the hotel where everyone else was staying, so they had to scramble, and this is where they put me, and it was awful.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't too happy.
I had a terrible experience in Columbia once, too. I went up for the state high school football championship to actually do the color or the play-by-play. I forget. I did it 4 or 5 years in a row.
On which broadcast network?
Channel 4.
Really?
Channel
you guys carry?
Yeah, this was early 90s, maybe.
Did you call the U-High against Jeff City?
I think so.
How about that? Great game.
I think so.
If you were color after every play, your only thing to say would be, he needs a good wide base.
The heck? Yeah, I use that a lot.
Every play.
But anyway, I think the game was on a Saturday, so I'm driving up Friday night late, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, and my oil light goes on my car. Red oil light in the car. So I pull over to the first truck stop. We don't have a mechanic. Nobody here to fix you. So I drive on down the road. Next gas station. Nope, nobody here to help you. Not at this hour. No way. So what do you do? In the middle of rural Missouri with a red oil light on. And the car's running fine.
I start crying.
I did that. Then I just kept going. I said, I have no choice but to keep going. And I made it all the way to Columbia. Fine, no problem.
Car exploded.
I get up the next morning and drive, and now it's going bang, 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 and the game starts in an hour. I've only got 2 miles to go. I get about halfway there, and I get bang, 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 and it's done.
No
way. Car is done. I pull it off to the side of the road. The game is starting in 40 minutes, so I start walking. You know,
You left your car?
I left it on the side of the road.
Wow, that's dedication.
What else do you do? You don't just sit in the car.
You stay with it.
It's before cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone.
You stay with it.
I started. I had the game. The game was starting.
What if vandals came? What if Skizzy or...
So I start walking to the stadium, and Joe Castiglione sees me and picks me up.
How about that?
He's now the athletic director at Oklahoma. He was working at Mizzou. He takes me and drives me there. He starts making phone calls to figure out what we're going to do with my car. There isn't a Volvo dealership in Columbia, so he couldn't leave it there.
You're a highfalutin guy in that Volvo, aren't you?
Not so much that day.
Pretty much better than anyone in Columbia.
The car had to be towed back to St. Louis.
Oh, my.
115-mile tow job.
How much did that cost?
And I needed a new engine.
Perfect.
Insurance actually paid for the tow, but it was a couple $100s, and the engine was $3,000 or $4,000.
Today...
The car had 40,000 miles on it.
Wow!
And Volvo told me, no, we're not doing anything about that. I'd had every checkup all the way. I produced papers. I'd had every oil checkup. I'd had everything. The warranty expired like at 36,000 miles. At 40,000 miles, the engine just blew. And they said, no, we're not doing anything to help you with that.
That's how they talk in Germany.
Yep. Sweden,
I guess. Volvo dealer sounds like a hick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. We ain't doing nothing for you. That'll be about $4,000.
What would have happened if you didn't make it to the game?
I don't know. I think I had time to kind of jog and maybe get there right before the game started. It was one of those moments where you just think, what in the world am I going to do? No cell phones.
How'd you get back to St. Louis?
I went back in fact, I must have been doing play-by-play that year because I went back with Jack
Stoops
Jones, the guy, the old Webster
Stoops
football coach.
Who?
Jack Jones, I think was his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he coached Webster football for years. Mm-hmm. He gave me a ride back.
Stoops was his name?
Bob Stoops gave him a ride.
Not Bob Stoops.
This was a big thing for Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Columbia, Missouri in the early 90s. Castiglione and Stoops were all hanging out.
Driving Doug around?
Not Bob Stoops. Oh, it's not Bob Stoops.
So who did color? Bob Stoops?
Oh, Jack Jones.
But Stoops drove you back
Stoops
to St. Louis.
Stoops was not involved. Joe Castiglione picked me up. Stoops was not there.
So when did Barry Switzer enter the
He wasn't
equation?
There.
As soon as Kelvin Sampson dropped him off with that Jeff Capel.
I just received a text message, Doug, for future notice that a red oil light means just add some oil.
So you got to save
for a grand. I tossed a lot of oil in there. I think the oil pump wasn't working, so I had plenty of oil, but none of it was getting to the engine.
Mm. Well, that ain't cool, Jack.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Mm. And when it stops... Brother, it stops. You don't go 3 more feet.
Really, it just ends.
Yep.
Never been through that.
Yeah.
And then who helped you add the late Wayman Tisdale was the guy that helped you.
Tisdale was not involved, nor was Stoops. Switzer was nowhere to be found.
Was Tisdale Oklahoma?
I think so. Yes. I think you're still doing well with this.
Thank you. I had to bring in the dead guy.
Still works. Makes it better.
Billy Sims was helpful.
He was there. Billy Sims and Joe Stiglione.
He at least tried. He looked at it.
7:41 in St. Louis. Producer Joe's excited because we're going to be talking soccer in the next segment. Hope Solo will join us. She's in studio, friend of the show. We have her in. She wants to talk soccer. We don't. She somehow gets the discussion back on topic of soccer.
We're not going to talk soccer, are we?
I don't plan on it. Atletico was one hot bunch.
That is. That
How hot, Doug?
We've won like 4 out of 5. I think they've all been 1-0.
Tony Hubert and I are now 4-1 on the season, by the way.
What's that mean?
Well, since we started broadcasting the games, we've won 4 games and only lost 1. Therefore, Tim, we would be 4-1 on the season.
There it is, a little condescending right at the end. Right
and what's your record on return flights?
I am
4-5.
He's been on most of them.
1-2.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Hitting 500.
Hitting 500, baby.
That's not bad.
Going to be an all-star this year.
When Jack Buck called Cardinal games for all those years, how many return flights would he make?
Not many.
Really?
About 50%, just about like what Joe's doing. Boy, would that wear you out if you party that much to where you couldn't possibly get on the team flight home?
40 years.
81 road games a year.
Do you ever miss a flight when you were for work?
No.
Me neither.
I'm one of those guys who's terrified about missing flights. I get there really early. I'd rather sit there at the airport for
now that I can get
45
on,
minutes.
I am with you.
Now that I can get online at the airport, whether it be their service or just my wireless card, I'm happy to get there early. But otherwise, I hate it. But I'll get there early and I'll just play poker. I live in fear of it, too.
To me, I would rather avoid the stress. You know, if I'm going to sit in my hotel room or sleep an extra 10 minutes, I'd rather be at the airport.
There's too many things that can happen. There's too many red lights or traffic jams or can't get the rental car turned in.
Do we have time for this? This is something that burned me up. I'm at the airport coming back from Cleveland, 6 o'clock flight. Get there in plenty of time. And they set it up wrong. The self-service kiosk is one row. But instead, it's 30, 40 people, families going on some charter flight, vacation, not using the self-service kiosks. Right? And I'm waiting. So I finally say, are you using the self-service? No, no one is. So I kind of slipped up and put my card in, took care of my flight, got everything. But it wouldn't take the $15 bag charge that you have on a certain airline. So it says, but it printed out my boarding passes. So it said, show this to the nearest attendant. So I showed, and the guy said, I can't help you. You'll have to go back to the end of the line. And I said, I'm not going back to any end of the line. I was livid because I already had been standing in line. So I went to another woman down the way. Oh, yeah, certainly. I don't know why he couldn't help you. Boom, got done. But for a guy to say, I can't help you, you have to go back. What was he thinking?
They get angry there working at the airport. They get angry. Stressful jobs.
I hadn't done
Everybody's
anything.
Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's in a hurry.
I actually helped. You know what you do is you have a separate line for the self-service kiosk, so you keep that line moving. Keep that line moving, Doug.
Yeah. You have every reason to be hopping mad.
I think he is.
I mean, livid.
I think he is.
If it wasn't so crowded, I was going to stop on the way to the security and give this guy a little verbal.
Dressing down?
Chiding. Yeah. But I didn't.
He probably had it coming.
Oh, he did.
I can't help you. You'll have to go to the back of the line. I got the passes right here. It says, show this to the attendant.
Did you threaten to slice him?
He said, you'll have to go to the back of the line. And I said, I'm not going to the back of the line.
You were
going to
cut him?
Well, me and Stoopsy.
Bob Stoops?
Bob Stoops was there with me.
Can't get away from this guy. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Hey, that Hope Solo is going to be in studio in the next segment. Eldrick Tiger Woods tees off in 15 minutes. We have John McGinnis of Sirius Satellite Golf joining us in the next hour. And then Andy Murray of the Blues, who's up for the Jack Adams Award for the NHL Coach of the Year tonight in Las Vegas. He'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.